Thanks for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday afternoon. God bless you. We've just been talking about the good things of the Lord, and Brother Freedom, the Holy Spirit's already giving him some wonderful things, so we're just going to turn him loose. Thank you, Father, for anointing Brother Freedom, and thank you for touching the listener out there in a special way. Touch me too, Lord, because I just need all the help I can get. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the gift of life through the moving of the mighty Son, Jesus. I thank you for that engrafted blessing that you bestowed upon us, that we might receive that inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for us. Father, I just pray that you anoint the people this day in a mighty way, that you encourage them, strengthen them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I really truly believe that in the day that we're living, there's a very need in knowing what saith the Spirit of God. Here in 1 Timothy 4 and 1, I'm going to read a little section here. It says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of the devil." I truly believe this is in total operation. I believe it's in most places. Because if you don't know the will of God, and you're doing your leadership on what you know when you don't know nothing, you're taking the knowing doctrine. Here it says, doctrine of devils, departing from the faith, speaking lies in hypocrisies, having our conscience seared. How many people have 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was wrong to do these things. Now it's okay. That's what it means. It's conscience or seared. What you did 50 years ago and you held it as a great high standard, now just okay. It's just all right. I truly believe that we as God's people need to be led by the Spirit. And if you're led by the Spirit, I believe that you should know the Word of God in a depth. It takes some searching. But I believe it's very possible to even get to where you can remember what saith the Spirit of God. I believe that there's a time that we need to have that Word hid in our hearts. I truly believe the Lord is coming. In that time of His coming, there's going to be some problems with mankind, that puts man in the place of being absent from the work field that God's called him to be in, endeavor in. God's called us to all be led by His Spirit. And say, well, I don't really know nothing about that. Well, I believe that God says we're to strive to know His will. I believe that we're to take our life seriously, not just a quick, easy fix, you might say, but it's very to the point. We need to know what saith the Spirit of God. I believe that God has given us a life. Every day is never be another tomorrow as it was today. Every day is a new day. In that we have to learn to seek God. We have to learn to trust in God. And I believe that trusting comes by having such a walk with God that you're not deceived. You're not searching for something else. I hear people all the time, "Oh, I want a revival." Well, a revival is when God comes in our heart, revives us. The revival isn't just something having a hallelujah time. A hallelujah time is the effects of God's Spirit in you. And if you're thinking you got to have a hallelujah all the time, to have God's Spirit in, that's nice to have God's approval, but there it goes beyond that. You need to seek the will of God. You need to walk in His counsel. Walk in His direction. Walk in His liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's power. There's the anointing. There's nothing that takes place of the anointing of God. You know, when the Spirit of God comes down in a service, this presence there is so real, Oh, it just comes down. It's just like icing. It's just oozing out of the Spirit of God, alive and real. But if you try to fake it within doing it in yourself, then it's when you get misguided. I know a young fellow, and I truly believe that he's been misguided, but he's done, I think a lot of it's been in himself. He believes in God moving, but he's trying to do it within himself, and it makes him have a few little mess-ups. And we as God's people don't need mess-ups. We need God to clean us up that we might be a vessel that's not marred, that's not dirty. A lot of people got tinge of darkness as we got things that need to have a cleanup job. We need things that need to totally removal. That's like a bad tooth. When it gets so bad, just get rid of it. That's where we are. Well, there's some things that we need to just give it up. If you have an anger problem, this thing, just give it up. You know, even all the sins that we call it, come across, lust is every person on earth has probably been faced with it. But lust has a God of power. Lust can take you down to a place that you'll have to realize that God's not going to be with you, that where it takes you that level. Lust is a terrible thing. I believe that lust can sear, if I care what, sear your conscience. You don't have no conscience no more. You're away from God. And we as God people need to realize in this last hour that God's coming back through the clouds of glory, and he's coming for those that's looking for his coming. We need to realize also there's an enemy here upon this earth. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. The powers of darkness. He's here to do havoc on any of God's people. Fourth chapter of Mark, it says, he comes immediately. When you get saved, he comes there immediately to bring you down. He comes to take away your joy. He comes to take away your peace. He comes to take all that you got. We'll read this in Mark, the fourth chapter. The sower soweth the word, and these they that by the wayside, when the word was sown, but when they had heard, Satan came immediately, and taketh away the word that was in their hearts. Immediately, and these are they likewise which are sown in stony ground, who when they had heard the word, immediately received it with gladness, and had no root in themselves, and so endured for a time. Afterwards, affliction and persecution arise for the world's sake. Immediately they were offended. And that's what happens. Satan comes to disrupt your walk. Satan, nothing else, he can just get you sort of off guard. You've lost your first love. You've lost it. God wants to have that first love, that first time, that first time that we need to keep that first love to the time that we go home to see Jesus. That first love, we must work on that. You know, many times we want to get out here and tell about, well, the world needs this, the world needs that. But sometimes it's we that need the help. I believe the first ministries that we all must do is on ourselves. We try it out on ourselves. After we get ourselves cleaned up, then we can ask God what does he want us to do. And a lot of times, if we grow up enough, he'll let us go to work and do his will. But we start within ourselves. When a child, I thought I was a child, I understood a child. But it says, when I became a man, I put away childish things. God gives the tools right here, thy word, the wonderful word of God. We're to hide it in our hearts that we might be a vessel of praise. But just hide it there, we got to do something with it. We got to act on what we hear. The enemy comes to deceive. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But Jesus comes to give life and give you more abundant life. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. There's two different points. God gives a wonderful, he's got a everlasting power, a blessing. It's forever. Satan's got a second. He wants you to have some fun right now. Well, Christian, you don't need to have that fun right now, because what it does, it messes your mind up. Our mind is something meaning to be stayed on God. I can see it right now. The mind has to be stayed with God's fringe power, his blessing. If we get in our own self, then our mind wanders and gets away off center from God, and pretty soon it's down the hidden path and wants the world to know it's all swell, when yet they're covered up with sin. They're covered up with problems. You know, when we lose our joy, we lose our peace, we lose our happiness, something is going wrong. Because God made us to be a happy people. He wanted the joy of the Lord and the strength. He wants us to be a vessel of praise. That the world can say, the Bible says, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. God wants this light to shine before men that they might see our good works and glorify Him, and glorify Jesus, glorify the Holy Ghost. And that's how it's done. As we glorify these, people see it. You don't have to even say anything. They know it's in you because it's part of you. You want to serve the living God. You want to be faithful to the calling of God. And many times you want to do the will of God, and yet you feel somehow lacking. And that lacking is when you need to just stop and say, Lord, I need some help right now. I'm going a little too fast. Lord, I ask you right now, I pray that you'll come down my heart. I pray that you'll bless me in this moment. I pray that you'll start making me over. Forgive me where I've been slowful, where I've allowed Satan to come in my heart. Those times when I've thought bad things, I pray right now in Jesus' name, I pray that you'll set me free. Lord, make me a vessel of praise. And Father, I pray that my life will stand up, the things of time will come apart, and then you'll be able to use me for your glory. When any time that we get within ourselves, we cannot be glorified God. We're actually coming against God because we mess up. We lose faith. We lose our love. We lose our joy. We lose our peace. We get judgmental. We get very heady, high-minded. All these things that takes us away from God. These things are to bring us closer to God and help us to arrive to a place that we can live in God's realm. The Bible says, and ye have the equipment for dead and trespass past the sin, for we once walked to call all according to the course of this world. According to the principality, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. God has to bring us out of these things, even though He says, we got to work, especially when we're a child, we got to go through these things somehow within this. They're a troublesome time. Just like little kids, sometimes they get measles, mumps, chicken pox. But afterwards, they grow up. That's when we are a Christian. A time where first when we get first saved, it's not time for us to criticize other people. It's a time for us to take heed to things that we've heard, lest any time we let them slip. God said, oh man, rise. Seek me and you shall surely find me. I want to do work within you to heart this day. We have to do that by humbling ourselves. We humble ourselves by acting on the Spirit of God, walking and saying, Lord, I want you to clean my life up. Help me to see. But there's one problem that most people, when they get this step, their pastor, nobody tells them about the Holy Ghost. That is where you come a sit to the Makila house. The Holy Ghost is that initial help that you need starting off other basis, first base. You need Him right with you, that first step. I'm walking off the Holy Ghost, and I want His power within me. I want His blessing. I want His anointing upon me. I want that shelter, the protection. I want that knowing what He knows in my mind, and He can let you know the will of God. He's a special blessing for a new child of God. You need Him, and that's where the old saints years ago used to know that, but they've lost that. They've lost that first love. They've lost. And He is the reason. It's hard to do it within yourself. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to help you. That praying, that heavenly language. Oh, come on, Shiva, come on. It does something I can't explain. It's a renewing of the Spirit of God. You become alive to God. You come alive. You come alive. And then pretty soon you start to letting go of that hatred. You're letting go of that worthlessness. That love that's not real. You start letting go of those things. And pretty soon God places His glory upon you. And you feel His love, your glory, your peace, the joy, the direction from behind, and you feel that heavy load that's been on your back is lifted, and you feel that God has set you free. He's anointed you, and that's the first step. You need to keep on going with that, because God will make you totally complete in Him if you walk by His Spirit. God's here to uplift you and uphold you in a mighty way. I pray that God will bless your people this day in a mighty way. I believe that we really need to stay in the Word of God, just like I said, and we need to walk the Word of God, but also we need the infilling of God's wonderful Holy Ghost in our lives that makes us more than conquerors through Him with some. He'll help you to be an overcomer. Father, I just pray for your people this day in a mighty way. Uplift them up home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen, amen. Amen, amen. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you. Oh, there's nothing there today about praying. You need to pray and seek God. Take some time. Take some time. Call upon Him. Call Him on His mirror. Let the wicked forsake His way, and the unrighteous man is taught to God will abundantly pardon. For as high as the heavens are there, so is His ways higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God's here to uplift you, uphold you in a mighty way. I pray that you'll bless the people this day. Anoint them this day. Oh, they need that. Oh, read the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. Walk upon the Word. Seek the Spirit of God. Pray in the Spirit that you might not be offense, but you'll be liberated. You'll be clean. You'll be powerful. You'll be a witness. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I can testify that this is one of the best places I know to find out more about the wonderful Holy Ghost. There's a lot of messages here, and you can really deepen your understanding. The Holy Ghost wants to touch you. Praise the Lord. Amen.